Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiva Misiyata Dishmaya. We are in our fifth shiur, and we were speaking about the Indian of standing, the Bali Din and the Aiden, standing before the judges who are sitting. And we spoke about how it's not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah. And how it's the Yisrael Dover was that it's the Seder HaDin. It's not a chiyuv per se that that's incumbent upon the Aiden and the litigants, but rather that Seder HaDin, that there's this hierarchy that's showed by the people who are more authoritative the day I'm sitting, and the people who are less authoritative show their respect and they stand. So this we can explain the Rambam in the 21st parable of Sanhedrin Halacha Hey and Shulchan Aruch in Yitzayin Siv Gimel Shekanogu Kol Botei Dinei Yisrael Me'achar Atam Lebuchol Yeshivis Shemoshivim Ba'alei Dinei Moshivim Ma'id Kedil Salik HaMachlekes. So it's already a minhag in all the Botei Dinei after the Gemara and all the Yeshivis that the Ba'alei Dinim actually sit. They have the Ba'alei Dinim sit, the plaintiffs, the litigants sit, and the Eidim sit in order to remove machlokas, the Shvino machlokas. Sheinan, we want anyone to cause fights. I have to stand, you're sitting, it's fair. You know, Jews sometimes it could be a little bit argumentative. Sheinan, Rukhoch, Ahami, Mishpate, Ados, Altilam. You have no power to establish the laws of religion firmly, and therefore we just let everybody sit. So the Chayra, there's room for this din because Amida isn't the Akiv B'Dievet in Yochinami. That's true. The Ritz writes in Shavuos, Flam and Obeys, in the case of Rishal Al-Gimel, the Yegor Shulchan Aruch. But since it's Muskan of Mat, B'chol Rishon and Achroinim, that it's a mitzvah in HaTorah, as we proved earlier, brought in the Gemara and Zvachim is the Pircha and Dinim in that Torah. And the Droshes that the Gemara brings are Droshes Gemurois. So it's a mitzvah. So how are they in the Vatel, this mitzvah, the Mokum Shein Kol Echrech in Tzadrein Tzad Bikoch Nefesh the Vatel is. There's no Tzad Bikoch Nefesh, how Vatel this mitzvah. Chein Ein Bebach, Betu Hashem Shkat Shishinu Kein Lechachil Mishim HaMitzvah. So the Bach says, Lechil Yishtak Asen. Okay, Beseder, but even now the Chachil, how we vatal mitzvah that arises in honest and mikroch nefesh, the Chisharim is already in honest and chashim mishpah and sin chav chas if kod yukim. So based on what we said, it would appear. She'achre she'en kol chiyuv kovod she'el ba'al din v'ezdin. Evel din she'em al hoge seder v'tsuras nesim asek ma'al din. She'ei bo'ofen ha'nochoy nefim ma'a she'kov v'zeh ator. Hare kol she'anagi tekach tekal kel yoyser asan s'chay v'mitzat seder ha'din. Ein kol tam v'kiyum ha'hoge zu she'el ataki bov lo'yukav. What's the whole point here? In other words, sometimes you have to look beyond the formal law and you have to see what's the purpose, what's the law getting at. And you see sometimes in the poskim, if they see that you're not going against what you're going against, what the law is getting at, it's forbidden. Or you're not going against what the law is getting at, then it's permitted. Chves, a man dressing like a woman. So some poskim say, I'm Purim, L'shem Tzchok, it's mother. That's not what Chazal meant when a person's doing L'shem Tzchok. Chazal meant the Torah meant maybe what's happening today. The woman, which is a man, is becoming a thing already. So that's already, but they're just doing it with Shem Tzchok. Maybe they refer, I'm not saying anyone says that, but that's heavy. I'm just giving an example of something that, loads of examples. Sometimes the post can look beyond the formal law and see what's the purpose of the law. What's the foundation of the law? What's the law getting at? So here, what's the law getting at? That's the Surah Saddin. In other words, there has to be in the court, when the judge walks in, right, you have them. I used to watch a night court on Thursday night. They used to have at 8 o'clock Cosby show and family ties, I think, and then Cheers and then family court. I tell you, everybody said tonight's Thursday night as the Cheers being given. And I used to love Thursday at the end of the week. I wasn't allowed to watch TV at home during the week, Baruch Hashem. Only on the weekends, we started Thursday night, Friday, and went to Shabbat Sunday. So I was so excited Thursday night to finally off, and I had this 2 hours of television heaven. Okay, so one of the shows that I watched, make it clear I don't have a television anymore. I never had a television. I never needed my own home. Baruch Hashem. But when I was a kid, I wasn't, wasn't in charge of what was at home, and I actually quite a bit enjoyed it. So what's the night court? So night court, the guy would walk in, it was a very funny show, and everyone would stand up. So you stand up, let's say you're a dean. The judge walks in, and it was in Stone, maybe, I don't remember. So you stand up when the judge walks in. Let's say you're a dean. Suras Seder HaDin. So here also, this whole Indian of the Adim standing, the Bali Din standing. So that's Seder V'suras Nesinas HaGemar Din. That's how the Din is supposed to be rendered when they're standing. The Adim, they're giving their testimony, and the Bali Din. At least at the end. And they're giving the Gemar Din. But that's the Tzuras HaDin. But if the Anhag is going to be Makalkel, what's Mischayiv Yatzad Seder HaDin, it's going to corrupt what is required as far as the order of the judgment. There's no reason to keep this going. In other words, if it's not going to achieve the desired result to make a proper Seder, because instead of making a proper Seder, it's just going to bring Machlokas, it's not going to be a good way to conduct the proceedings. So then don't do it. It's not Makir B'Di'Evid. And yes, a mitzvah, but it's only a mitzvah because that's going to bring the most Seder. But if it's going to bring more Seder otherwise, then by all means, allow them to sit. So that would possibly explain the Rambam. Uboif and Akhir, maybe we can say differently. In another way, במה שכתבו בחידושי הר"ן ובמאיר בסנהדרין דף י"ס, וישב מה שאמרו ינאי עמוד על רגליך. ומישב ויטוב ינאי, ינאי סטנד לא יפנפיס, ויטוב ינאי המלך, to stand on his feet, and they'll testify to them. So the Rishonim ask, במה גורא ינאי המלך מתעמוד חוכם המעיד בישיב? התעמוד חוכם is allowed to be made by yeshiva. So what, why is Yanni? Why do they make Yanni stand? Amod al reglecha v'yiduch. Because while Zeshon, Shlonem ha'adim b'tam t'chochem, so the Rishonim say that the Tam Chochem, the Zimu Zeshon Tam Chochem, kishe omad, when he was standing, v'hoshivu ha'bezim, bezim had him sit. That we don't do. That we can do. When he was standing, and we have him sit. Ze mutar, az mutar. But when he sits on his own, like in the case of Yanai, he has to stand. Sai ba yitam chochem, sai ba yimelech. So the terrors is that we allow tam chochem to sit is when he was originally standing, and basically said, you can sit. You may all take your seats. But when the Beis Din is, but when the person is sitting on his own, that we don't allow, not by Tam Chacham, not by Melech, that was the case of Yanai, and that's why they told Yanai to stand, because he was sitting on his own. So first of all, L'chora, M'lva, Shein, Yavuvan, Asvara, Shebezed, Maishan. First of all, Ma'akashel, Ma'akint, Asvara, what's the difference? So we also have to understand that since we've seen the Gemara, the Dinner of Tam Chacham, it's because this is an essay, and this is an essay, it's an essay for him to stand. And it's an essay of Kavodat Torah, the essay of Kavodat Torah is Adiv. So even when he sits on his own, it's an essay of Kavodat Torah. And we say that since it's an essay of Kavodat Torah, it's preferable to the essay of standing. So why is this different if he sat on his own? So for so, it's an essay of Kavodat Torah. Very, very sure. As the Rabbi Rokach, Shekevan Sheken Nidba'el, Enze Din Asmi. It's not an inherent din, but rather it's a din of Yachas. The proper relationship, the prior hierarchy between the Adim, the Bali Din, and the Dayan, they have to have the proper relationship. And that is they're standing and they're sitting. The Adim are standing and the judges are sitting. The Bali Din are standing and the judges are sitting. So we have two Inyanim over here. Number one, there's an Isser Avon Chal Esay Devamdu. There's an Isser of them being in a massive, of not being in a massive, of a relationship that differentiates between them and the Dayanim. So you have this Lav Avon Chalal essay that they are not in a position, in a posture that differentiates between them and the Dayanim. Yisur al ayotam b'matzav shel yachas hamavdil b'inam b'in ha-dayanim. V'chein, another reading we have over here, yesh ba'amid akim shel esef v'amdu v'amdu. We have a fulfillment of the positive commandment to stand. U'kolosh ha-gemara, the high esef v'high esef, v'esef v'kabat ha-torah odif, shu'al akim l'maisa, shall essay sheesh bivamdu. There's an amida, there's a kiyam essay of amdu. Lo shana gemara, this is an essay and this is an essay. And the essay of kabbalat Torah is preferable. And the kiyam of the essay that we have in the bivamdu. And if so, we can say, Shekol shemechanat atzmo omedu lifnei ha-dayanim ha-yoshvim. If on his own, he's standing in front of the dayanim who are sitting. And why is he sitting? V'yishivato ba'mimashe dayanim atzman hoshivu mitoch amidazo. He's sitting because the dayanim have him sit. From his standing, harei b'chai gavna, yishivato inam bitul shel hayachas shel amida lifneihem. Shechazinan oto kishamad mitchila bifneihem. So in such an instance, his yeshiva, his sitting, is not a nullification of the relationship of standing before them that we saw when he stood originally. Because his sitting comes from standing that was nullified and cancelled because of them, not because of him. So when he sits now, when the Dayanim tell him to sit, there's now a distinction. He's not being mevatel this havdalah. There has to be a hierarchy. There has to be a distinction between the Eidim and the judges. So you have it over here, because he stood. Originally he stood. So you see that there's a havdalah between him and the judges, and now they're telling him to sit. He's only sitting because they told him to sit after standing. So this shows there's a havdalah between him and the judges. Kevan shemitzat shein yenzek negneg kavod haTorah, kevan shel maisi yoshevu, and it's also not against kavod haTorah. Why is it not against kavod haTorah? It's not against Kavod HaTorah because the Maisi is sitting. Since the Maisi is sitting, it's not against Kavod HaTorah. Therefore, Chai Gavne, it's actually the Kan Shnei. You can do both. He's the Maisi sitting, but he was standing, which shows his Avdol between him and the judges. So let him stand and let them tell him to sit. For what didn't Chai Nubi Yanai? שבדי יש לומר שאחרי שעמד כשאמרו לו עמוד על רגליך אחרי הם השיבו בית דין. Could be that after they told him to stand, okay, now he's showing his hierarchy, and now he's sitting again. That's what the prophet Surah said then. He stood up for them, and now he's sitting, because they told him to sit. And so to Talmud Chacham, so he has to stand. And afterwards, they'll sit him down. But that's all by Talmud Chacham, but by someone else. So even though B'chai Gavne and Kan Tzir Shal Isi Shal Yav Dalu Kanal, when he stands, they tell him to sit. There's no lack of Havdalah, because so for so off, There is a Havdalah because in the end he was standing until they told him to sit. But since Kanal Yesh B'Zegam Esei V'Kiyum Mitzvah Shel Ma'aseh Ne'emar B'Torah Al Nidamash. But since, as we said, there's an essay also, and a Kiyum Mitzvah, an Amida. In other words, there's a Bittul Havdalah. You can't have a Bittul Havdalah. But if originally standing, there's no Bittul Havdalah. But there's the essay of Amida. There's also a positive commandment to stand. The Talmud Chacham doesn't have it because he's the Talmud Chacham and Kavod HaTorah Odif, so that takes preference to Kavod HaTorah from the citizen. But some guys, so there's no E Havdalah here, because on Sof HaSof, there is a Havdalah. What's the Havdalah? The Havdalah is that he was standing, they told him to sit. So that's Zohar by Ha'ibet Hasheni, Ha'pan Hasheni, that he's not doing the mitzvah of Amida, Zohar by Ha'ibet. So when they tell him to sit, he's so not Mekayim. I call it like Amida, I'm not Mekayim Yisrael, Bituch, I got me right, he's no Yisrael, he's not being bad or anything. Avol Chasera Kiyum, but you're lacking the Kiyum. He's lacking the Kiyum of the Deir of standing. The Lama Yafsidu L'chinam, so why should they make him lose out on his Kiyum? For nothing. ולכן רק בתלמוד חכם שכבד התורה עודיף, הרי עודיף הקיום של כבד התורה מהקיום של עשי זה. And if only by tam chacham was kabbalah Torah, that's preferable. So therefore, we want to employ this kabbalah Torah. We want to actualize the kabbalah Torah. So we have him stand. So, what do? We're Mekayim both. We have him stand and we tell him to sit. So we see there's a Havdalah between him and the Dayan, and there's still a Kabbalah Torah because he's standing. But a regular guy, sof, you're lacking a Kima Mitzvah. So therefore you can't have him sit, you have to have him stand. So that explains the difference between a Tam Chacham and a regular person. And why by a Tam Chacham, if he sits on his own, it's no good. But when you sit him down, then it's fine. If it's Kabbalah Torah, he should be able to sit even without them telling him. The answer is no. First you have to show this Abdullah, so first he has to stand. And then they can tell him to sit. And when they tell him to sit, so then they're kind of covered at Torah, and there's also the proper Seder of Din, because originally he was standing. So according to this, if the and that's also Biyana, right? Biyana, they told him to they said I'm Amor Aglecha, so it could be after they told him now he can sit. First, they have to have this Havdalah between him and the Beis Din, that he's showing the proper respect, the proper deference to the Beis Din, that Seder Adin stands. Maybe afterwards, they talk told him to sit. As a Nachum Bivinim at Yanai. Lam Yanai Amul La'amot, ki kodim kol yashav, zeh lo tov. Zeh kol yam la'amot, ma'al zeh kmo shivim otchaim rotsim, aval ha'ikar sheyesh eze matzav shta omed, zeh lo takavod. So according to this, kol sheyesh in Amal Adin ve'egim al pi Beis Din, if the Baal Adin and the Eidim are sitting based on what the Beis Din said, there's no issue, there's no bittul of the Torah of a Midas Eidim. But why should they lose that in a mitzvah for nothing? And on that, the Rambam makes it to Mamra, and I'm Chosrim, the Devarei Rambam. שהוא כתב שכבר נהגו כל בתי דיני ישראל מאחר התלמוד בכל הישיבות שמושיבים בעלי דינים מושיבים מעדים כדי לסלק המחלוקת שהם בנוכח להעמיד משפטי דת על תילם we let them sit, we let everybody sit. So therefore the Rambam says as far as the bittul din Torah is, there's no bittul here. As long as they're sitting up in the basin. What about the kiyum? They're losing out on the kiyum. That's what the Rambam says, the Bezman Zeh, Moshivim Baalidin, Moshivim Ma'idin. In other words, the Beis Din are the Moshivim. They're not sitting on their own Shevchai Gavne. It's not a bitul of the Din. The whole Nidon is on the Hefzid Mitzvah. So for the Hefzid Mitzvah, the Rambam's reason is good enough of the Salik HaMachlekes. Negedim HaShelo Yer Lehem V'Yafsidu Eskim HaMitzvah. V'lechen Shabu Moshivim HaBeis Din V'Shasek Ma'idin Es Baalidin Va'idin V'Form Ha'idin Divrei Rambam. So here, as far as bittul, there's no bittul es, there's no issur es. So that we avoided because they're telling them to sit down. But what about a kiyum? Okay, but you're going to lose out a lot when you're kind of in the midst of their standing because it's going to bring to machlokas. going to bring to my focus that we want to avoid. So we're willing to be mevater on this kiyum ha-mitzvah, since there's no issur involved, in order to avoid machlokas. Just like by the Talmud Chacham. We're mevater on the kiyum ha-mitzvah standing because of the preference of the value of Kavod HaTorah. So here also the value of Silika Machlokas takes precedence over the value of the kiyum ha-mitzvah standing as far as the issur ha-seh that we avoid because they're telling them to sit. Gevaldik, my rabbi say, ish kamuvan, kishamati fa, zederech aruka meod, baruch Hashem, for malay 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 Torah mituka mitvash v'nofet sufim. Ma yegid lechem rabotai? Ein milim, ein pashut milim. As ani mbakesh, b'chol lashon shel bakasha, shetisharu imanu, ubezrat Hashem, nera hemshech nifla'ot mitorat Hashem, b'simcha v'tu v'levav me'rov kol, shalom shalom, b'nyad ממשיך, ותודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם.